Exclusive, Biden admin honors chest feeding month. No half-staff flag order for Maui fire victims. By Randy Clark on August 24, 2023. U.S. Customs and Border Protection employees received an agency email on Tuesday honoring National Breast/Chest Feeding Month. However, employees say they have yet to receive any significant message regarding the department's relief/recovery efforts in the deadly Maui wildfire. According to a source within CBP, the Biden administration has thus far focused more on tailoring traditional messaging to accommodate the woke left while failing to order the U.S. flag lower to half-staff in honor of those who perished or remain missing in Maui. The source says the message received by employees may seem benign to some as the agency has supported lactation services for mothers returning to work after delivery for years. However, DHS has added chest feeding to the annual messaging campaign to appease the left. The term accommodates mostly transgender males who prefer the word chest over the traditional vernacular. The source says that the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, focuses on woke efforts to rename awareness campaigns. But he is keeping employees in the dark on the agency's efforts regarding the relief and mobilization to the Lahaina wildfire. We can get the messaging on breast/chest feeding awareness month. We can get policy editing that refers to pregnant employees and migrants as pregnant persons. What we don't get is a flag action notification to honor the more than 100 people, and perhaps hundreds more that perished in this tragedy, the source told Breitbart, Texas. The source offered no explanation regarding why the Awareness Month's name was changed to add chest feeding by the agency. Certainly, it was not changed by the United States Breastfeeding Committee, the source stated. It's all just symbolism and a distraction from the mission. The source told Breitbart, Texas, the agency has historically provided robust messaging to leaders in the rank and file during significant weather events, mass shootings, and rescue/relief operations involving DHS/CBP. The Maui wildfire response has not received the same attention, according to the source. Related articles. Watch. Biden jokes about the hot ground after Maui wildfires. GOP Rep. Fry, Biden Maui visit cringeworthy. Nolte, sleeping Joe Biden's 9 cruel Maui bungles. Biden to visit Maui nearly 2 weeks after catastrophic fires. Biden lies in Maui, says he has a sense of what it's like to lose a home. To remain informed, employees resorted to outside media organizations for details about Lahaina's relief/recovery operations. In past incidents where the loss of life involved fewer American citizens than those lost on Maui, the administration has been quick to initiate a nationwide federal flag action honoring the victims. In May, President Biden issued an order to lower flags to half-staff in honor of the 8 people killed and 7 injured in a mass shooting event in Allen, Texas. 2 other presidential orders this year, in January and March, honored victims in Nashville, Tennessee, and Monterey Park, California. President Biden has signed no such order for the Maui tragedy, the White House website reveals. As reported by Breitbart, the FBI has put the death toll in Lahaina at 115 and has said 1,100 remain missing. As it stands now, the Maui wildfire, which started on August 8, is the 5th deadliest wildfire in U.S. history. It never fails. When this administration has the opportunity to motivate the workforce with mission-related information, all the employees get is political messaging designed to demonstrate how woke they can go, the source lamented. The lowest morale in history shows the workforce is growing tired of it. The lack of action on lowering the flag for Lahaina lets the people know where the administration's priorities are. It's sad. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.